It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Hep cats and crazy kittens, welcome to a brand new Friday Night Catfight Podcast. I'm your furry leader and host, Matt the Cat, where it's at, doing the do just for you. You know how this whole Friday Night Catfight thing works. I'm going to take two or more versions of the same song by two or more different artists, put them up against each other, and then ask you to decide for yourself which one you truly dig the most, and then go back to FridayNightCatfight.com and voice your choice and vote for the one you like best. This week I'm putting seven different versions of the classic rock and roll tune Hang On Sloopy up against each other. This should be a really good battle. The Sloopy referred to in the song is probably Dorothy Sloop, who is a jazz singer and pianist who played around New Orleans from the 1930s up through the 1950s. She went by the stage name Sloopy. She retired to Florida and unfortunately passed away at the end of the 1990s. Now, the tune began its life as My Girl Sloopy, written by Wes Farrell and Burt Russell. Burt Russell was a pseudonym for Burt Burns, who was a writer and producer. He had produced records for the Isley Brothers, Little Esther, and Solomon Burke. He brought My Girl Sloopy to the Vibrations, another Atlantic group that he was producing at the time. The Vibrations had previously been known as the Jayhawks back in 56 when they cut Stranded in the Jungle, and then in the early 60s they were the Marathons and recorded that hit song Peanut Butter. As the Vibrations, they would score a hit with the Watusi. But here it is, 1964, and Atlantic Records releases the Vibrations singing My Girl Sloopy. Now, Burt Burns, who not only wrote the tune, but also produced the Vibration session, would go on to produce the McCoys session in 1965 for Burt's own label, Bang Records. The McCoys started their career under the name the Rick Z Combo for their lead singer and guitarist, Rick Zeringer, who would soon change his name to Rick Derringer. Bang released it in 1965, and Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys went to number one on the U.S. pop charts. Let's begin this week's Friday Night Catfight by hearing the original version, My Girl Sloopy by the Vibrations, and put it right up against the number one smash, Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys. Then I'll be back to introduce the rest of the tunes up for competition this week. It's the Friday Night Catfight Podcast.
Stupid little bit.
McCoys with the number one smash, Hang On Sloopy, from 1965 off Burt Burns' Bang Records. You may have noticed that was the rare extended version of the tune. It contains an extra verse talking about when Sloopy wears that red dress. Before that, the original version, My Girl Sloopy, from The Vibrations. That song also hit the pop charts, topping out at number 26 in 1964. That one was released by Atlantic and produced by Burt Burns. Actually, Burt Burns produced both of those songs. Now, Rick Derringer, the leader of the McCoys, he'll come back in just a couple of minutes because he recorded a solo version of that tune in 1975. We'll hear that in just a few. Now, another version of the tune in 1965 for the Cadet label topped out at number 11 on the pop charts from the Ramsey Lewis Trio. I mean, this song was hotter than hot. We're going to follow Ramsey Lewis up with a Canadian garage band called Little Caesar and the Consoles. Their version of the tune reverts back to the My Girl Sloopy. That was released on the Mala label in 1965 as well. So let's hear Ramsey Lewis Trio, followed by Little Caesar and the Consoles from Canada. This is the Hang On Sloopy Friday Night Cat Fight with yours truly, Matt the Cat.
Thank you. Red Hole. Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Caesar and the Councils off the Mala label from 1965, that hit number 50 on the U.S. charts. Like I said before, they were a garage band from Canada, started in the late 1950s, and believe this or not, but Robbie Robertson, who would soon be a key member of the band, was a member of the Councils for just a short period of time. Now I'm going to play the final three versions of Hang On Sloopy for your consideration this week on the Friday Night Catfight. First, we're going to hear from The Ventures. Theirs was released on Dalton Records in 1966. It comes from the LP Where the Action Is. We're going to follow that up with The Letterman, who scored a number, are you ready for this? 93 hit in 1970 on Capitol. And then we're going to finish it up with Rick Derringer. He's back, original lead singer of the McCoys. Here he is, 1975 for the Blue Sky label. His went to number 94 on the charts. But this time, he adds kind of an island flair to the song. See what you think of it. So let's start off with The Ventures, move into The Letterman, and finish up with Rick Derringer over the tune Hang On Sloopy. It's the Friday Night Catfight.
We'll be right back.
Let your hair down, girl. Let it hang down on me.
Derringer from 1975, his solo version of Hang On Sloopy. Before that, the Letterman from 1970, and we kicked it off with The Ventures from 1966. So, now it's time for you to decide which version of Hang On Sloopy you dig the most. Which one is it gonna be? Go back to FridayNightCatFight.com and voice your choice. Vote for the one you truly dig the most. Will it be The Vibrations, The McCoys, Ramsey Lewis Trio, Little Caesar and the Councils, The Ventures, The Letterman, or Rick Derringer? That's FridayNightCatFight.com. Hope you've enjoyed the program this week. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat. Feel free to send me an email anytime, MattTheCat@MattTheCat.com. Don't forget to stop by my website, www.mattthecat.com, and check out my brand new Rhythm and Blues show. It's called Juke in the Back, and you can find more information on that at jukeintheback.org. Today is the 69th birthday of Paul Anka, so let's celebrate by playing a song by the Ank himself. Here's Love Me Warm and Tender, the first single released on RCA. That's after he left ABC Paramount. It's from 1962, and it hit number 12 on the national charts. Happy birthday to Paul Anka. Have a great weekend, cats and kittens, and I'll catch you all on the flip side next week for a brand new Friday Night Cat Fight podcast. Goodbye, everybody.
Love me warm and tender, dear. Love me so, just as though I'm the only one. Kiss me warm and tender, dear. Kiss me strong, kiss me long till the end of time. Kiss me warm and tender, dear. Let me know, tell me so, till the end of time. I'm in heaven in your embrace. See the glow of your angel face. Heaven sings, heaven rings, on your wings we will fly away. Sky where we'll love.